Today, contractors will be out in force again in tornado-hit Papatoetoe, removing debris, including roofing iron, timber and toppled trees, and restoring power to a final few houses. Auckland Emergency Management say at least 32 people stayed in emergency accommodation in motels overnight. Our reporter Katie Todd has been visiting homeowners facing a huge clean-up.
The roof is ripped to pieces and the windows are shattered at Roy Rogers' family home on Balance Avenue. He's been sleeping in the mess for the past two nights, fearing if he left for emergency accommodation, it would be looted. He's still struggling to comprehend how quickly the havoc played out on Saturday morning at about 8:30.
The windows were shaking. Went to check the front door and the front door just flew open. Like that red door there, and like it nearly came off the hinges. So like I ran to my parents, got them to get under the table. I thought it was an earthquake, and so we got under, and then like within the span of 30 seconds it was already gone. Opened the door and you just saw the devastation.
That devastation is still very evident. Almost every house on the street has a brightly coloured tarpaulin patching the roof and a mound of twisted metal, roof tiles, branches and guttering on the berm. There's shattered windows, toppled chimneys, power lines strewn across the footpath, and cars squashed flat. The repair work ahead of Roy Rogers is no small task.
It's more than we thought. A lot more long term. We can clean up all this now, but like there's holes in the roof. And with the rain, because it's winter, it's just going to carry on building up with droplets inside. So we're going to have to fix that up. We've got a massive freezer in the back, so a lot of that's going to go to waste if we don't get it out and kind of donated as soon as possible.
On nearby Freyberg Avenue, the tornado threw chunks of Julie Wharton's carport into her son's bedroom. He escaped being hit by flying bits of wood by lying flat on the floor. Julie Wharton considers her household lucky in terms of the cleanup.
Down the road, one of the ladies, you can see right into her lounge, you know, got so much damage here. Yeah, pretty lucky that we got away with just losing a few bits of wood here and there.
Contractors use cherry pickers to rebuild power lines and they hope to switch the electricity back on in the next day or so. Auckland Council building inspectors have assessed about 240 houses so far, including 62 that are uninhabitable. Neighbours help each other sweep up their yards and board up broken windows. Contractors truck out debris and mulch tree branches. Resident Warwick Wright has been removing bits of timber from his roof that came from a house several doors down.
I got four by two, about a metre long, sharp as a spear, and it gone dunk. It's actually this garage in back, and there's one in that roof too, the same thing. So that's how bad the stuff was flying around.
He's also been helping his neighbour Rosetta Fale take away ragged bits of wood from her house.
The cool thing about this community is everyone just helped everywhere, like whether you stayed on the street or not. So everyone's just helping. Our neighbours are helping us with our fence right now, so I'm grateful for that.
Also helping out is a contingent of volunteers in high-vis jackets. Darjeet Singh is part of the Supreme Sikh Society, which has brought 1,000 food parcels from their centre in Takanini to the dozen most damaged streets.
We are about 50 volunteers now covering all these streets to provide them fresh milk, bread and hot foods. So each house will be knocking doors and helping them.
Auckland Emergency Management says its teams will keep helping with the clean-up today, along with 15 Red Cross volunteers. People who need help with accommodation, insurance or financial assistance can visit the Civil Defence Welfare Hub at Alan Brewster Leisure Centre from 9 o'clock this morning.